You're listening to Dubstep and Dragons, a D&D 5e.
Hey, Matt.
I was at 5e. Yes.
I have a question.
I have an answer.
What's worse than two girls running with scissors?
I don't know.
Two girls scissoring with runs.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh.
That ain't right.
Oh, so we had a pre-recording conversation that this just ties too well into, and I'm having like PTSD flashbacks to
you're welcome. Two girls, one scissor.
Oh. Okay.
Either we all need to get laid or...
Sex is the last thing I'm thinking about right now. Actual Play Podcast with a cyberpunk twist. My name is Matthew, and I will be your game master, reluctantly.
My name is Luke, and I'll be playing Ash.
My name is Dan. I play Alphonse.
My name is Bo. I'll play Norris.
I'm Jason. I play Dringor Dark Moon.
My name is Sean, and I'll be playing Fallen.
My name is Matt, and I'm nauseous. Previously on Dubstep and Dragons, Alphonse made that money. Ash lived the high life. Ooh. Norris took a pummeling. Fallen ordered jewelry. And Dringor felt very out of place.
That's fair. Oh, I forgot I was getting a massage.
You were getting a massage. Speaking of which, your massage wraps up. It was very pleasant. You feel very relaxed. Like, it's been a long road for Ash. You got kind of...
With no high end.
Yeah, you got kind of sucked into this whole thing. And, you know, it's been a while since you've been pampered like you're accustomed to. So this feels, even though you're on an alien planet and the person rubbing your back definitely was not human, like, you felt very at home. And I would say this is probably the most relaxed that Ash has felt in quite a while.
I like it.
Yes. So you wrap up your massage, you get back in your super comfy clothes, you walk out, Fallen is waiting in the waiting room, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Or would you like to be doing something else, or would you have just sat there for... I imagine Fallen just sitting there solemnly for an hour while he gets a massage.
It is dark-ish in there, it's not very bright. This is, like, perfect for him.
Yeah, it's, like, soft blue
light.
Yeah.
Closest to black and white he's been in.
Yeah, it's very calming. Okay, yeah. So you're in there just like meditating.
Yeah, he's just vibing.
Fantastic. I like it. Yeah, and there's like this gentle rhythmic music, like lo-fi music, just playing in the background, just very, very nice and mellow.
Yeah, he'd be meditating then.
Oh, wonderful. I have Bo. You just finished getting your pelvis turned to dust.
Absolutely.
Actually, no, you rolled like a 35 con save or something.
That's why I said
like
I
that.
Gave a pelvic.
Yeah, so your pelvis is fine.
Surprisingly intact.
Yeah.
I did just finish, though.
You work your way out of the blacksmith shop. You know that Alphonse and Dringor, because you went too. To the casino too, didn't you?
I still have some money in my pocket, I believe.
Yeah, probably. You know where the other two groups went. What would you like to do?
I'd probably make my way over to the group.
Well, there's two different groups.
We're split.
There's one that went.
We're busy, Bo.
There's one that was shopping, and one that was gambling.
I'm going gambling.
I assumed.
Definitely going gambling.
Yeah. So like, it's at the end of the main drag. Like, picture the Vegas Strip, but, like, medieval Morocco style. And so you make your way down to the ziggurat-shaped casino.
Is there a... Do I pass a tavern on the way?
Yeah, you pass... I would say you probably pass several.
I'm just swinging one, grab a roadie.
Okay. Yeah. Easily enough. Take off 3 silver.
Bo's feeling really good. Or Norris feeling really good.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you get your big old stein of ale. and make your way down to the casino. I can't remember the name of the casino, but it's not important. What are you two yahoos doing inside?
Drangor gave you some extra. I want to look for, kind of start looking through the crowd for potentially influential people.
Oh, all right. I tell you what, give me a perception check.
Sure. Perception check, that is going to be 14.
14? You see a number of people that it's hard to tell whether they're actual high rollers or people trying to look like high rollers.
Okay.
But you do see several around. You see one guy, he looks like kind of what you picture, like classic poker player stereotype. You know, has his cloak up, like hiding his eyes because he doesn't want to show any tells and stuff like that. And he's like hunched over playing another game. You see a couple of guys that are you know, kind of peacocking. They have they're flamboyantly dressed and they're surrounded by women and they're just throwing money around like crazy. And I would say you can surmise that the entertainer is probably fairly well known. There's somebody up on the main stage at the back of the casino, and there's a couple hundred people kind of gathered around watching this show. Like very clearly has a bit of a fan base here locally. But yeah, you see a few people that you would recognize as possibly influential.
Okay. Drangor, I'm thinking I might kind of maybe check out what other games they have going on. Do you want to stay at this one, or what are you feeling like?
All right. Drangor is going to think he unlocked the secret of gambling by doing the 50-50 bet. So any game he can find where he can do that, he's just going to, like, he's not losing anything, but he's winning. He doesn't really, you know.
All right. Rather than playing out more gambling.
You don't have to role play it out, but that's what
I'm
doing.
Yeah, rather than playing out more gambling. I if you're going to continue gambling, I want you to just give me a luck check. Let's see how lucky you are.
That's a 22.
That's pretty fucking lucky. Roll a D100 for me. And Dan, you're not gambling, you're more observing.
Yeah, now I'm scoping out the crowd.
You're letting him get distracted, and you're... Gotcha.
28.
28. Multiply that by 10. That's how much gold you got.
Nice.
So, what?
280 gold.
280 gold. Or no. No. I didn't mean 10.
Too late.
You got 2,800 gold.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Never mind. That's what I was... that's what... Because, I mean, realistically, a 22 on a luck check, that's got to be a decent amount of money.
I like it. The origin story. Yeah.
Yeah. You like, accidentally made $2,800.
Drangor's taking on the persona of, like, the Texas oil tycoon.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pure dumb luck. You don't even know how to play these games.
No idea.
You're just watching what other people are doing and kind of mimicking.
When someone wins, I copy whatever they just did.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that worked. Here we go.
Yeah. And it works out great.
How many people did you piss off that, like, lost that bet that you just won so much by copying?
Actually, give me, with advantage because of that luck check and the amount of money you're winning, give me just a straight charisma roll.
Perfect. 3.
You're just pissing people off. Like, you don't realize it, but yeah, you're just making people angry. Alphonse, what would you like to do?
So I really would like to, as I cased out, I'd like to go up and, like, grift an influential individual.
Which one?
Is the performer done?
No, the performer's kind of mid-set.
Okay.
You have, I mean, you could kind of observe and wait for them to finish their set. You can assume that they're going to be, you know, half hour or so.
That's longer than I would want to take. Just the most influential, not the one gambling.
Okay, one of the peacock.
Yep,
peacocking guys.
Yes.
Okay, you make your way over to one of the what's the game we played last week?
Roulette.
Roulette. You walk over to one of the roulette tables, and there's this guy. He's surrounded by women, and men. You know, fuck it. So he's surrounded by women and men, and they're all like, he's having them like blow on his money before he puts his bet down, and you know he's trying to make a scene. He's trying to get noticed. And you work your way up. How would you like to proceed?
I would kind of try to enter through, kind of split the people apart in a non-aggressive way, kind of make my way to the front and just comment on his winnings.
Okay, yeah, you kind of work your way through, and these people are all just hangers-on. You know, they're trying to get free drinks. They're trying to, you know, just kind of mooch off of this guy, essentially. And realistically, they would all probably see you as kind of competition. So why don't you give me... let's go acrobatics.
Okay.
To see how well you work your way through this group of people that don't want to let you in.
That's going to be a 10.
With a 10, you're able to get past like the very outer, like the people who are trying to do the same thing you are. They're trying to work their way up to the front and try to mooch more off of this guy. But that very front group around him, you're just having a lot of trouble pushing your way through. Do you wait for a little bit for an opportunity?
Yes.
Okay. I would say after like 5-10 minutes of just kind of trying to worm your way through, eventually he wins big. And everybody's celebrating, and you're able to use that opportunity to just kind of slip in and get, you know, it's you and several other people in this kind of crammed in at the end of this table.
I would just ask him, do you normally win this much? It seems like a lot.
Always. I always win like this. That is why I have all of this. I always win.
Oh, I apologize. I'm new to these parts. This is my first time here.
Obviously, you don't know who I am.
I do not, no.
And he looks offended. And everybody around is kind of whispering, oh my God, he doesn't know who he is. And he just, all bravado, just all, you have enough passive insight, like, this guy is faking it till he makes it. And he says, hang on a second. Let me find a name for this guy. You are looking at...
I'm Valthorn! Everybody knows who Valthorn is!
Well, you must not be that important. You've never heard of Alphonse from Earth.
Who from what?
Exactly.
And he kind of shoos you away, and he starts sliding coins out to make another bet.
I would try to persuade his bet. What opposite of whatever he is betting on?
Okay, I would say he put 2,000 gold on red.
Great. I would try. I, you know, black's the better answer. That's going to win.
He's, black never wins. You always bet on red.
Well, then if you all bet on black this one time, I guarantee you'll win.
This, I already put my bet down. Why don't you put your bet down on black?
Sure. I'll put everything in my pocket on black.
How much do you have in your pocket?
I think I gave Drangor.
Yeah, I think you were left with 1,000. Oh, yeah, you gave half to him?
Yeah,
he still has 500.
He has the bag of holding, so he has all our money.
That's true.
But that's not in his pocket, so
yeah,
shut
but
up.
But you put the 500 down on black?
Yeah.
Okay, let me get my D2 out again, and we'll find out where it lands.
There you are.
I tell you what, my friend, you win, I'll hear you out. You lose, you go the fuck away.
Easy enough.
So we're going to do again. Flame is red. One is black. Big winner. 1,000 to black. And he's...
Oh, shit.
And the dealer slides the 2,000 gold away from red and slides 500 of it over to you and pushes it towards you.
All right, my friend. You have my attention. What do you need?
I just need to know how to get noticed in this town.
Well, you're off to a bad start. Now you're just making everybody mad. Go make something of yourself. Go put on a show. Go get in the fights.
Okay. Making people mad, I told you how to win, so I'll choose to ignore that.
And he like... And shooshes you.
Don't bet on black this time. Good luck.
And as you walk away, you can really see him like, give me an insight check.
Okay. Oh, hey, it's better this time. Insight is going to be 16.
You shook his confidence a little.
Good.
Like now he's like, this guy called me out in front of everybody and I lost. And so he's ready for you to go the fuck away.
Perfect.
And whenever he said that, he did point over to a hand drawn like poster for tryouts for the gladiatorial arena.
Okay. If there's something on the flyer that I can take to the rest of the group, I'd like to.
Yeah. You just tear down the flyer. They have just dozens of them up there.
Okay.
And I'm guessing you go find Drangor?
Yes.
with his fucking pile of gold.
Yeah, where are you putting your gold?
Yeah.
Where do you put your gold?
Yeah, he's at the register and they're like swapping out his gold for platinum so that it's easier to carry.
Nice. This gambling's easy. It's easy money.
You won a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
You need some more money? Here. Here's your 1,000 back you gave me.
I just won, thanks. And I'd exchange some for platinum just so.
Yeah. Yeah. So you swap out all your gold for 280 platinum and you swap out your 1,000 gold for 100 platinum.
You find anything useful?
Yeah, I think our answer is these fighting pits, and I would show you a poster. I seen this on the wall, and some gentleman was kind enough to share that this is kind of how you get noticed in the area.
What is the poster? I'll read the poster.
So the poster shows this massive orc just pummeling the shit out of somebody. Like, it's a very graphic drawing that somebody put on here. And each of the posters was, like, a little different. Like you could tell they swapped out like different fighters and stuff like that, and at the very bottom you see that it's a single elimination tournament to see who faces the current champion Savari.
Now, should we all enter? Or are we gonna pick one to enter? What do you think?
I think we'll just have to decide with the rest of the group.
I'd be interested. When they said there's a fighting arena, I was kind of thinking maybe that's what we should do.
Yeah, you know, you're very handy when it comes to fighting. Like, your fighting style is something I haven't seen before, and it's very valuable.
Hard to kill. And that's why I've made it so far in the Shadowfell.
Gosh, aren't you glad you're not there anymore?
Yeah, what This is definitely different.
Yeah, I imagine this is like the best Drangor's felt in a long time.
He's made a bunch of money.
Yeah.
The dopamine. Yeah.
This is probably the first time you've seen Drangor smile.
Seems like you're really enjoying it.
Yeah, it's a good time here. I'd think about maybe scooping up and moving here.
Great idea. You're off to a good start with that pile of platinum.
Oh, yeah. I'd probably buy me something nice for that.
Probably.
I don't really know how much 2,800 gold means, but it seems like a lot.
Probably. I don't know.
I would imagine at this time, if you guys want to, Ash and Fallen, you could be walking up while they're having... And Bo. Could be walking up
Norris,
while they're
having... Sir.
Sorry, Norris. Every fucking time. I don't know why yours is so hard. But yeah, you guys could all be meeting them. Jesus.
You know, Matt, funny enough, you're not the only one to tell me that this week.
Jesus. Bow!
Norris, sir.
I wasn't talking to Norris. Anyway, continue.
You did.
Your three friends join you while you're having the conversation.
So the Shadowfell, I'm glad we're not there. Not my favorite place.
You know, it seemed like home, but like I said, this is pretty nice. Could get used to this.
Good.
It's a lot better.
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
Hey, Fallen.
Welcome. How was your gambling?
I'm just going to pull out handfuls of platinum.
Yeah, his pants are, like, sagging. He's having to, like, hold them up.
You know, I know a really good seamstress for those.
Didn't we already get our clothes? I already got them, right?
Yeah, but your pockets are fucking filled with
platinum.
Good thing
I got this nice new belt.
Hey, boys. What's up, Norris?
How was your time, Norris?
Oh, I tell you, but I don't want to make you blush. Let's just say.
Let's just put it this way. I'm never surprised anymore.
Helga's a hell of a woman.
Also, she's a blacksmith.
Oh.
Yeah.
So we have a blacksmith in. Ah.
I mean... I got in a blacksmith. Yeah, maybe. We play her cards right. She did say she wanted to see me again.
Oh.
I also would not mind letting her see me again.
You're cheating on D.
Aw, man. Dang. Ah, she'd understand.
Sure.
We could play the jealous card.
Ooh, yeah. You know, me just flirting with her is not, you know, not...
Maybe gotta
Helga flirted with me. I tried to walk away. She pulled me back. In my defense, I had no other option but to give her what she wanted, and she wanted Norris.
Yeah, so Ash and Fallen, what'd you guys get up to?
Well, we went into a really nice spell shop, and I got a great massage, by the way.
Nice.
Highly recommend.
Looking at procuring maybe some magical items for us.
Oh, do you need some money?
More wouldn't be bad.
Here's all my platinum. This is what I want.
Oh, my.
Add 100 platinum.
Sets that in his thing.
Oh.
Well, you did really well.
You know what? You win some, you lose some, but in the end, I triumphed.
Hey, that's all that matters.
Ash is the ultimate capitalist in this group. You would recognize that on Earth, this much platinum would be... You would be set for fucking life.
So, anyways, I found this poster, and I'd point to the poster that Drangor's checking out. It kind of sounds like, to get noticed, we have to do something with these fighting pits.
Mm.
Platinum, huh?
Norris would, like, crack his fingers.
I'm feeling a little tough.
I mean, we're pretty good at fighting, I'd like to think.
You know, I'm really only good at two things. They both start with the
Oh, Norris.
Now, I think we should find out, like, if we all enter, I don't really want to fight you guys, so we need to find that out.
Yeah,
If we have to fight each other, I think maybe we should only put one, but if we can get in there and all have a chance, I think that's a good
idea. But, you know, it might not be a bad thing if we did all enter. Because
yeah,
then
well,
we could take out the
death.
Ooh, see, I didn't think that far.
Well, it's okay, you thought. That's a good thing.
I can bring you guys back.
It's true.
Is that the rules?
Don't know. That's
well, should we head over to the entry of this? Where is it at?
I'll hold is the it flag. On the...
So on the backside, there's like a map. There's a very crude map of the city on the backside. And when you walk out of the casino, out into the center of the city, and you're kind of looking for landmarks to figure out where the fuck you are, and you see on the map the like ziggurat, and it shows on an upper level, not too far from where you're at, is where they show the tryouts are at. And you get outside and you look up, and there, sure enough, there is this flattened out area, and there is a giant stone coliseum built into the side of this mesa.
Boys, I think that's the place.
Ash, I'd like to get your attention and just kind of pull you to the side for a second.
Hey, there's a guy over there on that roulette table. I need you to go over there and just kind of bump into him and tell him always bet on black and walk away. Can you do that for me? On our way out. Just
oh yeah.
Act like you don't know me.
Sure.
Thanks.
Shall we then? Yeah, and then I kind of leave the group and go.
give me a...
guidance?
Yeah.
Sure, you have guidance.
Can we give double me... down and can I... Bardic Inspiration?
You can give him Bardic Inspiration, sure.
Sweet.
D8.
Yeah.
Give me just a straight charisma to see how well you get in this dude's head.
It's a nat 20.
Oh, shit.
So with charisma, that's a plus 3, so.
20. Plus Bardic Inspiration.
Oh, I need to roll those.
That's another one.
Plus
11.
Guidance for a D4.
So there's 4 and then... So there's 7 on top of that. So 30.
30.
Christ.
Dirty 30. So as you're walking by, you just casually bump into him, and what do you say?
I kind of like get really close and go, oh, I'm sorry. By the way, make sure to bet on black. And then walked away.
And he like looks at you and like his eyes are a little frantic, and he takes his whole stack of coins. And he just slides it all onto black. And you hear, as you're walking away, oh!
Yes.
I'm ruined!
I like fist bump Alphonse and go, was that what you wanted?
Thanks.
I think that guy just lost a lot of money.
He lost his mind on top of it. That's fair.
When he pushed the stack forward, like, it was gold and platinum, just... piles of it, stacks of coins. I mean, just a rough guess from as these guys are walking by, there was probably 30,000 gold there.
We're on that guy's shit list now.
Should have bet on red.
Do you yell that?
No, I didn't know what was going on.
He takes 400 psychic damage.
Jesus.
Okay. So you guys make your way through the city. Is there anything else you want to look at, look for, keep an eye out?
What was that knick-knack shop?
Because Fallon wanted to stop at the knick-knack shop.
Knick-knacks.
So you see... you guys see...
You guys got your next song.
Boy, there's... I made too much stuff.
Brainstorming as we're logging.
Think about our next performance.
I made too many stores.
Can we change lives?
No, the Arcane Oasis was the... You see a pet store. You see a jewel store. Yeah. You see...
I'm good on pets right now.
Yeah. Where are the farts?
In my butt.
Farts and stuff?
For now. Magical flowers.
Mm. You better pick those up for Helga.
Oh, Twilight Trinkets. Perfect. Okay, you walk into Twilight Trinkets as you guys are walking through, mm-hmm. and this is actually quite fitting. So at first glance, you think human mm-hmm. as you walk up. But as you get closer, you see that she has like dark brown skin, mm-hmm. Shaved head, mm-hmm. but she has almost glowing golden eyes. And you see she has this kind of golden aura around her, just existing. And you walk in, and she greets you. Hello, sir. How may I help you?
Greetings. I was hoping to find a few items by chance.
Of course. What are you looking for?
An ever-smoking bottle.
Oh, those are good fun.
They are.
Absolutely. Word to the wise. I do have a couple. Don't leave them uncorked for too long.
Of course not.
Smoke elemental in each of them, and if you leave them open for too long, they will escape.
Good to know.
Absolutely. And she takes out a few, and she's got like different style bottles. Mm-hmm. They're some of them are more ornate. Some of them are very simple, just a little glass bottle with a stopper.
Whichever one's the smallest there is.
The smallest one? Okay, she pulls out this one, and it's a very simple little bottle with a just mm-hmm. a cork stopper. And she says, yes, this will be... this will run you 400 gold.
400 gold? Okay.
The smoke elementals are very difficult to catch.
True. One other item I'm looking for, an immovable rod.
An immovable rod.
Yes.
Is somebody getting into some hijinks?
No.
You seem like a very straightforward man. I believe you.
It's more of for fighting monsters.
Ah, that's very helpful. Yes, I do have one of those. I don't know how much. We'll go 900 gold.
900 gold?
You guys have... fucking stupid money. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yes, so it would be 1,300 for the pair, if you would like them.
I hand over... I am going to then... I don't have that much money on me.
Do you need some money?
I am short 300 gold. By chance, can I pull some from the morgue, from the coffers?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I hand him 2,000.
Jesus. So that leads me down to 700.
And her golden eyes get very big.
why, thank you. Anytime you need more, and anything more, simply let me know. And like, looking around, it looks like the shelves are fairly full, but there's nobody else in here. And with your passive insight, like, you may have saved this woman's business for a little while.
Okay. Absolutely.
Thank you so much for your patronage. Anything else you need, just simply let me know.
If there's any, I'll come back directly to you.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
And get some sun. It'll be good for you.
It doesn't work.
Oh. Such is life. Best of luck to you, sir.
You too.
And you walk out, you have your fucking immovable rod and your ever-smoking bottle. Two things that could in no way be abused.
No, no reputation between those items.
Yeah, there's no shenanigans to be done with these two items.
Shenanigans.
Is there anyone that is a tinkerer in the group, so to speak?
I would say your best bet would be Alphonse. He's the only one that's done any tinkering in the group. He's not technically proficient with tinkering tools.
Alphonse, would you help me attach this immovable rod to the inside of my shield?
just attach it?
Yeah, so I can come in and out.
I have a movable rod, is that what you said?
Yes.
What's that?
Once I hit the button, it doesn't move. Period.
That's a thing?
That's a thing.
Well, why don't we just have homeboy's hookup blacksmith it on that thing?
That's a good point.
I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to going to seeing Helga again.
That would be perfect.
I'd like to swing by the flower shop first.
Oh, all right. The flower shop. You go down the street a little bit, and it's between the blacksmith and the trinket shop, and you see the Radiant Rose. And as you walk up, and it looks like this little oasis in the middle of this desert city. And on each side, there's these rose buds that are the size of a basketball. And as you walk up, these roses bloom as you walk up to the door.
Are they like mechanical roses?
No, these are roses. These are giant, beautiful, incredible roses that seem to be motion activated.
Well, Norris, what are you looking for?
Well, Helga's a big woman. Big, beautiful woman. She needs a big, beautiful rose.
Well, I'm pretty sure there's a few around.
I like that one.
Do you want to ask the shopkeep?
Yeah. Alphonse, if I need a loan, can you float me some?
I gave all my money away.
I got you.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'd find a shopkeep.
You walk in between these two roses, and it is this little like fairy garden. Like walking through the store, it's like a stone path that splits off in both directions, and there's like koi ponds and little waterfalls.
How are you two reacting to this?
This would be the most beautiful thing you two have ever seen. In fact, this is probably the most beautiful thing that any of you have ever seen.
Honestly, he would probably just stop.
Yeah.
And just...
The smells, the colors, the... Just everything about it would be overwhelming to all of your senses.
Knowledge from a past life, please.
You...
I'm just going to burn one, just because much sensory overload, I feel like something would come out of that.
Okay.
Just as he... perceives everything around him.
Are you trying to kind of understand the flora?
Yeah.
Kind of. Okay, give me a nature check with your knowledge from a past life.
So that is dirty 20.
With a dirty 20. You bend down and you get this floral scent from this flower. It looks like it's an orchid, but mm-hmm. each petal of the orchid is like the size of your hand. And as you bend down and take it in, you get this flash through the back of your head. And it's almost as though you're transported to a little room. A little greenhouse, and you can remember walking around in this little greenhouse, and you hear a woman's voice, and you smell this orchid smell, and then you're back in the flower shop.
Okay.
And you recognize you don't know how you know the name of this orchid. But you're able to spout off the like scientific name for this orchid. And as you say it, a woman steps out from around this tree trunk. Right in the middle, there's this large tree coming up. Mm-hmm. And almost like she stepped out of the tree, it's this tall, slender woman, and she's just wreathed in flowers and vines, and her skin seems to be made of like this light skin colored bark, but it's so subtle that she almost looks human. No, neither one of you would be familiar with this, and Oren's not with you guys. So none of you are sure what this woman is. And you guys see this, and like I said, she like, you swear she steps out of the tree. Like, there's not a door there, but she steps out, and you don't know where the fuck she came from.
Hello? How may I help you? And she hears you say the name of this flower. Are you a flower connoisseur?
Maybe in a past life.
Well, so many lives go by. Who can keep track?
True enough.
And she's like, everything she does is just this kind of, like, she's just kind of floating through all of this. Yeah, very hippie girl. Like if she was on Earth, it would be dreads and hemp shirts. Yeah, she would smell awful.
Wasn't going
to
say that.
I'm sorry to all the hippie girls out there. You're a wonderful group of people, but you often don't smell the best. You get tangent. Anyway, I got stories for that.
Just had a flash of armpit hair. And big, busty women.
But
we broke Matt again.
Two for two. So she's just, what can I do for all of you?
I'd like to buy some flowers.
Well, you've come to the right place. Do you have any in particular?
The one that we walked by? The two really big rose buds? I like them.
The Monstera roses?
Yep.
Very rare.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
How much are they? Well, one of them. I don't need both.
Oh, you just want the one.
Mm-hmm.
Very well. That's 5,000 gold.
Fallen?
I'm short a couple grand.
She sees your apprehension. She's, they take 700 years to mature.
Are them ones mature?
Yes, quite.
I'm a little short on that one.
Well, all right, so here's my deal. I really like it. It's for a very big, very beautiful woman. Fits her persona perfectly. I mean, don't get me wrong, darling. These flowers here are just beautiful. I mean, I'll be honest with you. They're the most beautiful things I've ever seen in my life. But for this particular woman, she needs a big, beautiful rose because she herself is a very big, beautiful rose in a garden of very small... I'm trying to think of a word, but I can't. irrelevant. But beautiful, but very small irrelevant
flower.
She's
a rose surrounded by daisies.
Absolutely. I couldn't have said it better myself. I got this soft spot in my head. Don't make me think.
And
too
you tap on it, and yeah, you remember, oh, it's hard as a rock. That's right.
Yeah. Because well,
yeah, your skull was healed.
That's true. I'm still learning.
Yeah.
She's...
Give me a persuasion check.
Guidance.
You have guidance.
What's that?
Add a d4.
Thirteen.
Wait.
12.
I love negative modifiers. They're so fun.
Well, I won't say no to love, but it's still 5,000 gold. I'm very sorry.
Do you have any other large flowers?
I have many large flowers. I have large daisies, large petunias, and large other flowers that I can't think of right now.
What about, you got any big dragon lilies?
A dragon? You know, I'm sure I do.
And She goes to the back. Hang on. She goes to the back and she comes out and she's got this little pot, and it's got just a single stem coming out of it with a few leaves. Like, this thing looks pretty sparse, but at the top there is a bloom of this flower that is about the size of like a pit bull's head. You know, but not quite a basketball, but still like a football size or a rugby ball even. Like, it's pretty large. And as she walks up and she kind of puts it towards you, and she's, "I have this dragon lily. These are very rare. They only grow in the Feywild. But I do have this one available."
How much are we talking there, sweetheart?
Well, this one would be 1,000 gold.
That we can swing.
I could do 1,000 gold.
And she said, "Oh, very well. Absolutely.
You know, I will just say my friend did really have his heart set on the other one. Is there any way you can swing us a deal? We're travelers. We just got to town. We barely scraped up what we have."
So because of his persuasion check that failed, I'll have you roll persuasion at disadvantage.
Well, maybe we could do like a package deal.
You're lucky. I did it to get a nat 20. However,
the other one's an 18.
The other one's a 28.
She goes, "Who am I to stand in the way of true love?" And she's,
"5 gold."
She's, "You mentioned a package to you.
I mean, I'm not a package. She's worth more than just one flower.
She must be very special.
She's beautiful.
What's her name?"
"Helga."
And her eyes get big.
"Helga?
Do you know her?
I love Helga.
The blacksmith down the way?"
"Yes, when you said big, beautiful woman, I should have known. I have a flower that would match her skin tone perfectly. It's not as mature as those out front, but it's the most beautiful blue. I could do that one for 3,000.
He's golden.
All right. You guys just love spending money.
I say, out of game, are we spending 3,000 gold on a goddamn flower?
But it's not the flower, it's the connection.
Network.
And so she goes to the back, and as she's turning to bring this dragon lily back, the flower on the dragon lily like turns towards you and has a disappointed look on its face as it like and a little spout of flame comes out, and she just continues walking to the back.
But wait, ain't this a package deal?
And you say that as she's walking away.
"We could do 3,700 for the both."
"Yeah, do it."
"What about 35?
It's 35. 35 for the blue Monsterio rose and the dragon lily.
I could do 35.
"Wonderful. I'll go get the Monsterio rose.
Can I see the dragon lily?"
"Of course. Just watch your hands."
And she hands it to you. And it as soon as you put it in your hand, like, you can... It's almost like an eye, like, slightly opens and looks down at your hand. And with your passive insight, you think your hand might look tasty to it.
I would like to activate my armor around my hands.
So he's holding this, and you guys see this bronze just start, like, dripping down his arm and, like, plating his arm, moving up. And this dragon lily, like, slowly starts working its way down towards your arm.
That's fine. It's armor plated.
Rolls a 12. It, like, comes down, and it's It just opens its mouth around your arm, and it's like gumming your arm.
Wow.
Oh, this is how tonight's going to go.
Good.
Sean, I think it likes you. Or Fallen, I think it likes you.
I think it wants to eat me.
Oh, Helga's going to love it.
And you feel a bit of warmth as it's like, you feel it like trying to just blow a little bit of flame on your arm, hoping that it'll get like through the armor. But she comes out with this. It's like the size of your head, blue, pale blue rose.
Oh, and it's beautiful.
It'll only open for the one it's meant for.
God, boys, let's hope it opens for hell.
Well, you decide who it's meant for.
Oh, good, it's going to open for hell.
And she looks at you like, don't you fucking know how magic works?
Nope.
And she hands it to you. She says, oh, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for your help.
Of course, I'm always here to help.
I'll give Helga your regards.
Wonderful. And she, like, steps back, and you guys see her, like, merge back into the tree.
Holy shit. So she did come out of the tree. I thought it was a cool party tree.
This go place. The tree.
Yeah, you go up and touch the... Give me an investigation check.
Sean, I just need 500 gold, please, sir.
500 gold.
Yeah, I just assumed that with you guys there, the gold was being passed around. Mm-hmm. I hope somebody's keeping track of it. Okay, good.
Nine.
With a nine, you can't find a seam. There's no door there. It is solid wood.
Now, what in the heck? I'm going to just keep looking at it like dumbfounded.
So you guys make your way out of the flower shop. And you walk down to the Blazing Mirage Forge, where Helga is in there, just beating the shit out of some metal. And you guys, this is gonna be the first time the rest of you have seen her up close. Like, this woman is definitely a blacksmith. Like, her forearms, she's got like 19-inch forearms.
Oh God!
Like, this is a lot of woman.
As we're walking up, I'll be like, "Fallen, you mind if I carry that?"
By all means, watch your fingers.
They're metal.
And as he hands it over to you, it's like,
I just kiss it.
Okay. Give me a dex saving throw, because it's going to try to blow fire in your face.
Hope it bites your face.
13.
You take 6 fire damage.
Perfect.
Ooh, she's spicy.
And your face, there's just like a little bit of black soot on your face. And you walk up to Helga.
Helga, darling, I'm back.
Oh,
Norris.
He did
Norris.
Oh.
That's what Matt's going to say when he gets home.
Norris, what brings you back so soon?
I brought
this
you.
This is not her voice.
No, it was. It was pretty deep.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm a buddy of Brad. That's
yeah,
the voice.
That's the voice.
I'm a buddy of Brad.
Well, darling, I brought you some gifts to, you know, thank you properly for our exchange earlier.
For me?
Yeah, for you.
Oh, you shouldn't have.
And then I present the dragon lily to her.
Oh, it's so cute.
I nudge Alphonse and go, he's still alive after that?
Yeah.
And you hand it to her, and she sets down her hammer, and she's got this dragon lily in her hand, and you guys see her kind of just reach around and squeeze his butt a little bit.
You see Norris just perk up.
Woo. She's, oh, thank you so much.
There's one more.
Oh, you shouldn't have.
The gal down here at the flower shop, she said she knew you.
Oh, yeah, that's Fiora.
Yeah, she said she, I told her that you were a very big and beautiful woman, and you deserved a very big and beautiful flower.
You see her blue skin kind of turn purple in the cheeks?
And then I give her the blue...
The $3,000 flower.
Monsteria rose.
When you hand it to her, like she sets down the dragon lily, and it starts, like, just slurping up the flame in the forge.
Maybe I shouldn't have got her that one.
And you hand her this big blue rose, and it just blooms right in front of her face.
Oh, my God. It's so beautiful.
Only the best for you, darling.
She, like, wipes away a tear. I've never been treated so well.
Well, stick with me. This will be regular.
She's, I'm at work. You can't do this to me at work.
I'm sorry. Actually, that's another reason why we came. Was wanting to see if maybe this is in your wheelhouse. You know, none of us are real good tinkerers. But my friend Fallen here bought something. He's wanting to attach it some kind of way to his shield here. We don't really know how to do it.
And she kind of clears her eyes.
Oh, yeah. Well, what can I do for you?
Well, I was hoping to just have something so I could slide this rod into the back of the shield and hold it there. So I could remove it if need be, but it could stay there.
Oh, yeah. I could do that. Yeah. Can you leave it with me for a little while?
Sure.
Yeah. I can do that.
Perfect.
For my Norris, anything.
How much? I love you, darling.
Oh, no.
Whoa.
Jeez. No, this is...
Dropping the L word. Norris loves everything.
This is a favor. How could I take money after all this?
And Norris, this is definitely like she was a bit harsher before, like her voice was like more forceful. You can tell that she's kind of taken a shining to you. Even with your low passive insight, you can still tell that she's taken a shining to you, so she's trying to act a little softer around you.
You don't have to be soft for me, darling. These guns can handle it.
Oh, oh Norris.
I'd like to smack her on the butt, like pick her like feet up off the ground as I do it.
Oh, give me a strength check.
Yeah.
Please roll a 20.
God damn.
Is there another blacksmith there's in there with?
This? Yeah, there's a couple of other Goliaths that are just sitting off to the side, just watching all this.
I can just imagine what Norris looks like compared to Helga.
Yeah, you're about 2 foot shorter, and she's probably, he's what, like 200, like low 200 pounds,
yeah, like
with his 210, arms.
210, 220.
Yeah. So she's about 2 foot taller and has about 200 pounds on you. Like I said, 19-inch forearms.
That's a 14.
14? You give her... It's a good smack, but she doesn't get any air.
Damn.
Like, you're trying to move a substantial amount of meat.
Well, boy, I know a thing or two about that every day.
And she's... Yeah. For sure. Oh, I can get this done today.
I'm going to bow to her as the order would normally.
And she takes your shield and takes the immovable rod. She's, oh, these are fun. And she clicks the button and just takes her hand off of it. Like, you guys are like, what the fuck? Because this like, I think they're like 2 foot. This is like 2 foot metal rod. Yeah. She lets go of it and it just continues staying suspended in the air. And
what the hell is that, Fallen?
What kind of magic is that?
Yeah.
Great way to fight monsters. Especially if they're charging at you.
That's cool.
And she's, I'll have this for you today.
Huh. Thank
you. And she gives Norris, she gives you a little wink. She's, I better get back to work there, big guy.
All right, baby. And I'll blow her a kiss.
and the purple just is like filling her face. And she like shyly turns and starts going back to work on the anvil.
As I walk away, man, I love to watch a woman work.
And she, you can see she gives it like a little shimmy.
Is there anyone in this? So I have my newly found revolver.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how common they are in this realm. Is there anyone maybe that would be working on firearm type things?
Definitely not.
Okay.
No, you don't see anybody. You do see like a weapons. What's this place called? Eternal Knight Arms. But you see crossbows and stuff like that. You don't see any guns at all.
Okay.
And you haven't seen them on anybody.
As like a passive thing, I will look for, if I see anywhere where maybe I can like talk shop about a gun or something like that.
Yeah.
Basically, I'm looking for a second one, but
yeah.
To me, this is new too, so it's like kind of.
I will tell you, you can roll a natural 20. You are fairly certain that the guns that are in this group are the only guns there are.
Okay, that's fair.
Can I ask one of the guys to sharpen my sword?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, hey. What can I do for you?
I just need... And I, like, unsheathed it to them. It's like a normal sword.
Yeah. He picks it up, and it looks like a long sword in his hand. He's, oh, yeah, this is a nice piece.
Well, thank you. Can I just get it sharpened?
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. Heck,
stop by later. I'll have it taken care of for you.
All right.
And he goes over. They've got a big grinding wheel. And it's like a normal person-sized grinding wheel. Like, they very clearly... It wasn't made for Goliaths. So he's barefoot in here. And it's just his big toe. Like pushing down on the treadle to get it to spin it.
Perfect.
Just pick it up later.
Sounds good. Shall we... Anybody else? Alphonse? Okay. Shall we go to the fight register, I guess?
You want to go without your sword?
Well, I got to come back for it. It's being sharpened. We'll come back for Fallen Shield, too.
Do you have any weapons on you?
I got a dagger.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Hey, so you guys follow the map. And it takes you through the city. And now you guys have left the market area.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're seeing like the normal day-to-day people. Like people coming in and out of... Like...
Oh, really?
People coming in and out of like... They seem like their version of like offices. Like you have like a... There's one that is clearly like a medical play, like a magic hospital, I guess you would say. And just people going about their daily lives. And you follow through and you see this long line of people that are very clearly fighters. They look like they're mostly mercenaries, and they're lined up waiting for this particular airlift. And it's just one at a time going up this airlift.
How high is it?
It's about a 200-foot. Like you watch these guys, there's like a little rune on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And they just step on and get launched up into the air.
I'll immediately get in line.
Yeah. I would lean over to Alphonse and go, I guess this is a bad time to bring up that I'm afraid of heights.
Kind of, yeah.
Norse would just shake his head and look back forward.
Get in there, big guy.
So you guys get in line. It takes a little while. You're probably in there 20 minutes. You hear people talking, just kind of like scoping out the competition, and some of them look at you guys, and most of these guys are like big, brawny dudes. And some of the smaller of you, which I think Alphonse, you're what, like 5'8", 100 yeah. and some pounds. You're not a big guy. Mm-hmm. Fallen, you're a pretty average sized guy too, aren't you?
I think he's like 5'4" or something. Like,
okay, so on the smaller side.
Yeah.
And Drengor, pretty average sized.
I'm tall but skinny.
Yeah.
I'm 6'2" or something like that.
Okay. So yeah, about the only one that looks typical, and even Norris, you're like smaller than most of these guys. Most of them are these fucking big ass dudes.
No, he's 5'4".
So is Norris.
Well, totally, yeah, sure.
So I will say
the one
this.
That probably fits in the most is probably Ash.
Norris wants to be at the front of the line of the group.
Okay, easy enough. Yeah, you guys all line up. 20 minutes pass
nope.
by.
The guy directly in front of me, I want to kick the dude in front of him in the back of the knee. So two guys in front of me, I want to kick in the back of the knee.
And make it look like the guy
yeah.
in front of you did it?
Sleight of hand.
Yeah.
Sleight of foot.
Sleight of foot.
Yeah, give me sleight of foot.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. 24.
Nice.
So you very carefully... While they're like looking over and checking out some orcish woman, they're talking about this orcish woman that's off to the side, and the orcs here look totally different than the orcs from Earth that you had encountered, the super soldiers. Like the ones on Earth, very short, very stocky. They're like 5 foot tall, 400 pounds. And just brawny as shit. Whereas the orcs that you see here are they're all like between 6 and 7 foot. A lot of them are fairly lean, but have a very large build. And you see some that you're like, that is definitely like part orc, part something else. Like you see that there's some crossover and this, but anyway, tangents. I'm so bad about tangents. But you just while they're distracted looking at this orcish woman, you just hit him in the back of the knee, and his knee kind of gives out, and he tumbles, and he turns around and looks at the guy in front of you, and the guy in front of you is looking at the orc woman. He's not paying attention at all.
Norris would go, "Why'd you do that?"
And the guy who you hit in the back of the knee just turns around and punches this dude in the face.
Does it start an all-out brawl?
I'm trying to think of how to decide this.
Highs or lows?
Roll for temperament. Give me a D20 roll. If it's an 11 or higher, the guy that just got punched in the face has a real bad temperament. If it's 10 or lower, he's a pretty chill guy, and he's gonna let it slide.
This guy's chill. I'm gonna be pissed.
11.
All right.
Nice.
So you see this dude in front of you, he's he looks human-ish, but he has these like animalistic features. He's very hairy, like a lot of his face is covered in hair, and his ears come to this slight point. And as he was looking around prior, you saw that he had his pupils were slits instead of round. And he gets punched in the face, and you see, oh, fuck no. And he reaches out and grabs this guy by the collar and just headbutts him. And this starts a chain reaction.
Yeah.
You see, here, I'm going to roll for another. I rolled two 11s.
Hell yeah.
Look at this. That's the temperament of the next two guys.
Just angry enough.
And so all these just guys are enough. All these guys are just aggressive enough to get pushed over the edge. And before you know it, there are fists flying.
Some stuff going at home with these guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are. Yeah.
After a few moments, then the blades start coming out. Like, at first, it's all fists and foreheads. But then after a minute, it gets serious enough that blades start getting pulled.
Norris would just look behind him like, well, boys, let's move up in line.
Give me a group stealth check.
Norris is so fucking stealthy, it makes no sense. 16.
10.
26.
12.
7.
So as...
Of course, Ash.
As this seven. Little thing... Who else was low?
I got 10.
10. Okay, so the two people that were 10 or below, as you guys are trying to, like, sneak around, Ash, you get horse-collared.
Oh, God.
Where are you going?
And you get pulled in, and he follows up with an elbow to the face.
Oh, no.
This is natural 18. So I'm going to say, this guy's got... Somebody roll a D8 for me. Oh, that's really shitty. He's only got plus one. No, that's not going to work. He hits you in the face with his elbow. And he does... It's just an elbow. He does 9 damage to you.
Okay.
But yeah, you take an elbow to the face... And the three, and for you, like, as soon as you try to skirt around, like, people start, like, tumbling out in front of you. Mm-hmm. And so all of a sudden, you find yourself in the middle of the melee.
Okay.
What are you three doing? The three that make it around this squabble.
Does it seem like these two are stuck in it?
It's very clear that... That if you turn back to look, it's very clear that these two are stuck
How
in a fight.
How lethal is this considered? Do I see blades out, people trying to kill me?
Oh, there's blades out. They're just swinging wild.
Okay. Norris would look back and go, this is not how I pictured this.
He's used to dealing with werewolves, so he's going to swing big on this.
Oh, God. So make sure for this, you do not have your shield...
Mm-hmm.
Active, so your AC is lower. And you don't have your sword.
I know, I'm late. Oh, but I can do this.
I'm gonna pull out my revolver and say, save it for the fucking ring. And I'm gonna, like, pop off a shot in the air.
Ooh.
Oh.
Give me an intimidation check with advantage. Ooh. This would definitely get some attention. Especially considering this is like a it looks like an old-school Colt revolver, like a Colt 45 revolver. But coming out right under the barrel is a, like, 2.5-foot-long rapier blade.
So it's almost like a Lamont, but it's a sword at the underneath.
Yeah.
12.
With advantage?
I got nothing to it.
So people stop for a second, and they're like, what the fuck was that? And then they go right back to pummeling the shit out of each other.
So, how many people are around me that are hostile?
There's only 6. Okay. It's 6 dudes that are just kind of in a circle beating the shit out of each other.
Do I get the vibe if
six
I shot...
6 plus you two.
Shot somebody would be bad, or people would look the other way?
Give me an insight check.
How many people are around me?
21.
So you're like in this. There's like 6 plus you two, and you're like caught in this fray.
So I kind of did. I hear what he said. Save it for the ring.
We're all in the same area.
The meat grinder comes out.
Jesus Christ!
So So we have a shot in the air, and then all of a sudden, what do your spirit guardians look like?
So I'm using necrotic this time.
Okay.
So it's like ephemeral skeletons crawling out of the ground, and they start to, you remember like the old pictures, how they like rotate? Like they're running. And just like fragments of bone in the air, and it's like green crackling necrotic energy as it just shockwaves out.
Give me another, give me from you an intimidation check with advantage.
Can I do mine?
Yeah, your action will go at the same time.
Okay.
12. Because I have a minus one.
It's not very good. These guys are battle hardened.
We're all action, no talk.
Yeah.
I need anyone within 5 feet of me to do a constitution saving throw.
Okay.
And they'll also need to do wisdom.
So we have six people. I rolled a natural one and a 19. So one of them fails, one of them passes.
Yep.
Two more failures. And two passes.
I'm doing thunderclap.
Okay.
And when I, like, so that guy that hit me, I kind of, so he did an elbow. Can I, like, grab him out of his elbow and, like, uppercut him and go, he said save it for the ring, and then cast thunderclap?
Yeah, so instead of doing the unarmed strike, you're just doing, you're basically concentrating the thunderclap on the end of your fist.
Yeah.
Okay. What, and thunderclap like pushes people back, doesn't it?
Each creature in a 5 foot, 5 foot emanation origin
emanation
from emanation, you must succeed on a constitution saving throw or take 1d6 thunder damage. It spells thunderous sound. It's just a sound, more or less. It doesn't.
You're doing it more for effect,
yeah,
than anything. Okay,
yeah.
I'll let you, since you're doing this and in combination with this, we'll give you an intimidation check. We'll see how
Someone's
you do.
Someone's got to pass.
Not necessarily.
Intimidation?
Yeah.
What is that?
Does he get advantage?
Yeah, he got advantage.
Intimidation is plus what?
I don't know. What's your intimidation?
To charisma.
It's going
to
be charisma-based.
Oh, my God. 15?
15? I would say it mellows people out, like it makes people take pause, like they hear this cacophonous sound come from this strike that you're delivering to this guy. What are you three doing? I know that you what you're doing, but you two.
Well, I rolled a 21 on my whatever it was to see if I think I could shoot someone to get away with it.
You get the idea. If you shoot somebody, it's probably not good. Like, these guys aren't like trying to kill each other. They're just pummeling the fuck out of each other.
All right.
Norris, if they can't make it through this, how are they going to make it through the fighting pit?
That's true.
This is exactly how I thought this was going to go.
So then I'd probably just say, well, the way I see it, we got two options. Either we all kind of band together and trying to like buck up and intimidate the shit out of these guys so they leave us the fuck alone, or we just try and pull them in.
You have at it. This isn't intimidating.
I mean,
you two do notice that everybody's paying attention to this shit show. Like, the whole line of people, they're all focused on these eight people, nine people now.
Well, start pulling off daggers.
I'm gonna try to stealth my way back to the line.
We did want to.
Okay, you're gonna
scene.
Go back to the line. Give me a stealth check. You're gonna just drop back in. He's just leaving.
17.
Okay, yeah, you make it back in.
Do I hear them? Do I hear their conversation?
No, probably not. I imagine they would have kept walking a bit.
I mean, I'll keep an eye on it, but I'm going to, like, it's not going the way I wanted to, so I'm going to try to.
I tried.
The goal is to get into the fighting pit.
Yeah.
If your heart is set on it, show them the fire and lightning.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. I'm asking for advice.
Everybody's looking at us. Do I show all my stuff right now, or, I mean, do we just kind of let this thing die out and whoever gets fucked as long as it's not our guys?
What would you do for your girl?
Well, for my girl, I mean, there ain't much I wouldn't do.
That's your, there you go. There's your answer.
But these guys ain't my girls. I mean, they're my oldies, but they ain't my girls.
Norris, get in there.
Ah, you drive a hard bargain.
Norris, what you doing?
I'm burning a full rage and jumping right in the middle of them.
All right. I'm just going to have you guys roll initiative at this point.
Hey-o!
Let's go!
Oh, God.
That's
never
good. I don't
know
what you rolled, but I love the response.
Oh, God.
I don't have anything fucking prepared.
Oh, wait. I get advantage. That's no better.
I bet you miss your pistol right about now, don't you?
Forgot you lost your pistol.
My revolver warning.
Am I the only one with a gun now?
What's that?
Am I the only one with a gun now?
Yeah.
No.
Shotgun.
He still has a gun. He has a shotgun, and he still has his gun. You don't really use it.
Yeah, but does he have a legendary artifact?
He doesn't use it, but he's got it.
I have a wand of Orcus.
That's true.
What's everybody's initiative?
4.
8.
Also 8.
Hey.
Wow, with advantage?
I rolled a 1 and a 3.
All right. I know that Fallen has the lower dex, so it's going to be Norris.
21.
21?
Not to be a one-upper, but literally 22.
Literally
22. Alphonse, and up first is going to be Drengor. And because I do not have a combat prepared, we're going to pick this up next episode.
Woo!
Well, thanks everyone for listening to this riveting episode where Norris confesses his love and we get in a fist brawl. So tune in next time to see how things go.
Lacey Norris.
Yes. Don't forget to drop a like, follow, and subscribe. And as always, check us out on your favorite podcasting platform. Don't forget to leave us a comment. And as always, we'll see you next time.
Doodles.
Bye.
Auf Wiedersehen.